The West Bengal state government has introduced a standard operating procedure, SOP, to ensure routine operations in closed or abandoned tea gardens, as reported by The Telegraph India. The notification was issued on 6 November and details the steps to hand over closed or abandoned gardens to prospective investors for up to 3 years. And should these investors meet the stipulated clauses in managing the garden, they will be able to procure a 30-year lease. But nearly 25 tea gardens in North Bengal closed or abandoned, some for years. This move is welcomed by the industry as it will allow workers to continue earning a living. As per the SOP, if a garden has been closed for 3 months with wages unpaid, or if the lease has expired, the state government can seek an investor through a limited bidding process. The investor is required to pay a security deposit equal to 3 months' salaries and wages with the state government, and the state will continue to monitor the arrangement to ensure that the investor meets their legal obligations, including payment of wages. Any violation of the clauses will result in termination of the agreement. An unsuccessful completion of 3 years, the government will consider a 30-year lease for the investor. The representatives of both the trade unions and the planters fraternity have welcomed the decision. Our reporter in Guwahati, Rupa Goswami, reports on new research from the Toklai Tea Research Institute in Assam, India. This particular study has been very interesting because it could reshape the way green tea is made, making it more cost-effective and efficient for consumers. The study was published in the Innovative Food Science and Emerging Technologies Journal, and it explores the advantages of applying crushed air curl processing, or CTC method, which is traditionally used for black tea, to green tea. The research shows that CTC-processed green tea not only matches but often exceeds the antioxidant levels of conventional green tea, with a higher release of bioactive compounds like polyphenols, catechins, caffeine, and theanine. It positions green tea as a wellness beverage, and researchers say that this enhanced efficiency produces the same antioxidant levels and taste qualities while using only half the tea leaves as orthodox green tea. One of the researchers was quoted as saying 0.75 grams of CTC green tea provides bioactive content comparable to 2 grams of orthodox tea. The CTC method breaks down tea leaves, creating smaller particles with larger surface area, which increases the interaction between the tea and water during infusion. This appears to boost the release of beneficial compounds. The study also pointed out that the CTC processing does not impact the taste of green tea negatively, which is good news. In fact, they say it achieved similar taste and color perceptions with about half the amount of orthodox green tea. Overall, green tea produced by the CTC method offers a compelling combination of taste efficiency, affordability, and health benefits, potentially making it a disruptive innovation in the tea industry.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.